This is Ozarks at Launch for Monday, September 11th, 2017. I'm Kyle Kellums. Many flags are flying at half-mast today in recognition of the 16th anniversary of the September 11th, 2001 terrorist attacks in New York, Pennsylvania, and Virginia. Nearly 3,000 people died as a result of those attacks. Bentonville-based Walmart is launching a second hurricane relief effort. The retailer announced yesterday it would have another two-for-one match for relief efforts geared toward the aftermath of Hurricane Irma, this after a previous campaign for Hurricane Harvey. In a Sunday blog post, Walmart outlined the details of the second fundraising event lasting through the week. The retailer will match customer donations 2-to-1 in cash and products up to $10 million. Enrollment at the University of Arkansas this fall is another all-time record, more than 27,500 students. But the rate of growth is slowing. The new number represents a 1.3% growth rate, much lower than the better than 12% growth rate experienced the past 5 years. It is the 19th consecutive year enrollment has grown. The fall 2017 class is made up of 55% Arkansans, non-residents making up nearly 40% of the class, and international students just over 5%. And the University of Arkansas Fort Smith reporting an increase of students as well. UAFS has just over 6,600 students, an increase of about 50 students compared to last year. More than 1,100 of those enrolled at UAFS are first-time students. That's a 3% growth in that demographic compared to last autumn. The school also reports a 12% increase in continuing freshmen. And the Northwest Arkansas Naturals baseball season is over. Last night, the Nats lost the fifth and deciding game of the Texas League North Championship Series in Tulsa.